Another variation on heartbreak. You go to see a friend do drag. You've known him for over 30 years, and on that night, he tells a story that shakes you to your core. Leola, his drag persona, is from the South too, over 70, and has only recently discovered her sexual identity. She's married to Bubba, no children, who works the same Piggly Wiggly, though in a different department. She talks about the night she came out to him. You might expect fireworks from a man with a name like a ragged couch, but instead he says he can't find fault in her newfound joy. He understands, says he knew something had been off for years. You feel tears surprise your cheeks and wonder if that's the kind of embrace you've always searched for. When you sat down before the show started, you thought you'd be safe in the dark off to the side. You thought there was nothing left to learn about love. Feelings rise to flood you from inside. There's a medical term, dry drowning, where you fall into a body of water and inhale fluid instead of air. Your lungs fill with liquid and death occurs within the hour. In one rare variation, it can take up to 2 days. In a theater off 42nd Street, you imagine this must be what that feels like. Your tears keep flowing as your friend's rainbow caftan sparkles under the lights the way streams in sunlight do, or waves, or the surface of any decorative fountain located at the heart of a public space.